is Tucker Carlson had a really powerful monologue, and I want to talk a little bit to it. I think he said a lot of very interesting things that people should reflect upon. And I want to just read a few of the excerpts, Joe, and I think it'll spark an interesting conversation with us. This is how he began. He said, "So long as people sincerely believe that they can change things by voting, they stay calm. They don't storm the Bastille. They don't burst into the House chamber. They talk, they organize, they vote. But the opposite is also true. If people begin to believe that their democracy is fraudulent, if they conclude that voting is a charade, that the system is rigged and it's run in secret by a small group of powerful, dishonest people who are acting in their own interest, then God knows what can happen. Actually, we do know what can happen. It's happening right now. It's happened in countless countries all over the world, and the cycle is always the same because human nature never changes." He's spot on, Joe.
Yeah.
He is spot on. You see, this was said well before November by a lot of very smart people. I could remember Newt Gingrich saying it. Like, well into the summer, the Democrats are playing a dangerous game. A.G. Barr said the same thing. The Democrats are playing a dangerous game, and they did it anyway. Guess what? Joe Biden is going to become the president because of the game that they played, because they rigged the system before the election took place. You know, people, I think, are asking the wrong question. They always say, where's the fraud? Where's the fraud? No, you go to before the election. It's what they did before the election. And that's what was wrong. And by the way, that's what they're going to try to do in these next 4 years. They're going to try to rig the game so they stay in power forever.
I had an opportunity to go to breakfast with my brother today, and we were talking about it. And, you know, and I said to him in conversation, I said, all of this, if you had to blame one person, okay, in our opinion here at the Frontline with Joe and Joe, it's Chief Justice John Roberts. And that speaks to what you were saying, Joe Rossino. He could have nipped this in the bud by following the clear language of the Constitution when the state of Pennsylvania filed suit, okay, and appealed the decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. What an obvious case for the Supreme Court to take. Because it's dealing with a direct constitutional issue, and he punted. They could have taken care of it right then and there, and it wouldn't have only applied to Pennsylvania, because had they ruled on it properly, and five conservative Supreme Court justices probably would have, we know Alito and Thomas would have, okay, and I'm sure Barrett and the others would have also, then guess what? It would have set the precedent for Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, and the places they tried to scam. This all falls squarely on Justice Roberts. And guess what? He has fomented by his inaction, which, remember, if anybody who knows anything about politics, inaction is also action. I had to explain that to a liberal one time. They couldn't understand. If politically speaking, if you don't act, that is an act, okay? Because it's political. But speaking of what you're saying, I don't trust the elections moving forward because of the actions of Chief Justice John Roberts. I knew the Democrats were going to cheat. We all knew that they were going to cheat. Donald Trump knew they were going to cheat. King dudes knew they were going to cheat. Anybody with a brain in their head knew they were going to cheat. But we looked to somebody, like you said, we trusted in a guy like John Roberts that would follow the law, and he didn't. Now what's happening? You have Tucker Carlson coming out with this monologue basically saying, look, you reap what you sow. And what you've sown is distrust in our electoral system.
Well, that's
in our election system.
Joe, I wasn't shocked in the least what happened on January 6th. And obviously there was some shenanigans there, because there is no way you're going to tell me that people just marched into the House without, like...
everybody's in the chat room right now, crusadechannel.com/chat. Everybody's talking about it. In other words, there's videos out there and everything else. Joe, they let them right in.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All
because
right?
If I was there, I mean, just from a guy, you know, who've been around the block a couple times, if I was there and one of my friends like, let's go in, the door's open, I'd be like, dude, they're going to shoot you dead.
Joe, the scene at the Capitol and the very small amount of Capitol of police was there, that was a terrorist dream. You got the whole House and the whole Senate in one building at the same time? Are you going to tell me that you know, this is the amount of police you have in front of the Capitol? The whole thing is a scam. Listen, remember something. We all know, all the crusaders out there know their history. The Nazis burned down the Reichstag and then blamed the communists, and they were successful. No, so what do you have? You have some weak-minded, yes, unfortunately, maybe emotional Trump supporters that were encouraged to take this action. by Antifa, which showed up. Some of those guys, the guy with the horns is Antifa. The little fat guy with the beard, he's Antifa. Everybody knows it. The pictures are all over the internet. It's clear that they were incited to do this by Antifa. And you got three guys with the barricades and open up the barricades and say, yeah, go on in. Come on. You think we're all stupid? Well, I should answer that question. Yes, the Jake Tappers, the media people, the people at academia, they do think that we're all stupid. But we know exactly what they did. But point being, remember something, Joe. What did you say when you were talking in the first segment about communism? What is the first thing? Struggle, whether physical or psychological. They want the violence on the left. They want the strife. They want the struggle. That, I mean, it's part of their whole game plan. And, you know, we have to be careful about how we respond to them, because you don't want to give in to that. You don't want to answer violence with violence, because that's feeding into what the oligarchs want to begin with.
Oh, I agree. And the media is going to play on it. That's a given. But you know something? Here's another angle on it with regard to what Tucker's saying. How do you run a government? You see, under these precepts, because here's the deal. Joe Biden's got to run the government. Moving forward, more than half the country doesn't think he's legitimate. 20-30%, the last I saw, and this is Rasmussen, which is not exactly the most reliable of polls, said that 20-30% of Democrats think the election was tainted. How do you run a country? They delegitimize themselves.
Right.
And that's exactly what Newt Gingrich and A.G. Barr said in the summer. You're playing a dangerous game. And what Tucker said is exactly right. When people feel that the election is legit, listen, you lost. It's like anything. We've all, like, either you played sports or you watch sports. Your team doesn't always win. I'm a Jet fan. My team never wins. I've seen it a million times.
Especially this year.
So my point is, when things are a level playing field and you lose, you say, damn, we lost. We'll get them next time. But when you feel that it was rigged, that's what happens. And here's another thing. Well, let me go on, because I think he touches
go
it.
Ahead.
I think he says it a lot better than I could. He basically says, listen to us, screams the population. Shut up and do what you're told, reply their leaders. In the face of dissent, the first instinct of illegitimate leadership is to crack down on the population. But crackdowns never make it better. Instead, they always make the country more volatile and more dangerous. The people in charge rarely understand that. They don't care to learn or listen, because all this conversation is a referendum on them and their leadership, so they clamp down all the more. Obey, I tell you, obey. This is the Romanov program. It ends badly every time.
Ended pretty badly for the Romanovs, if you ask me.
But that doesn't mean they won't try it again. Of course they will, because it's their nature. It's how we got here in the first place.
Right.
Millions of Americans sincerely believe the last election was fake. You could dismiss them as crazy. You can call them conspiracy theorists. You can kick them off Twitter. But that won't change their minds. Rather than trying to change their minds, to convince them and reassure them that the system is real, that the democracy works as you would do if you cared about the country or the people who live here, our new leaders will try to silence them.
That's right.
What happened on January 6th will be used, and it has been used, by the people to justify stripping you of your rights as an American, your right to speak without being censored. It's already happened. Your right to assemble. I actually heard today that they're going to basically say all Trump rallies moving forward are terrorist organizations.
Really?
Yeah, or terrorist gatherings.
Oh, yeah, and that really is, that's really meant by Joe Biden to unite the country. You're calling people who are making a legitimate beef, okay? You're calling them terrorists. That's what you're doing. Because, again, it was a put-up job. It was planned. They knew that they were going to get a reaction. They knew that the people were going to, they were going to rally, just like they did 10 years ago with the Tea Party, okay? They knew they were going to do this. So what do you have to do? Get a couple of crazies, get a couple of Antifa, and not for nothing. That dude with the horns on.
Dude, I love his headgear.
I mean, the headgear.
The headgear is awesome. I got to give it to him on that.
I will say this. Dude's got some stones for dressing like that.
Right.
Not the little fat guy with the beard. He was just dressed as a little fat guy with a beard, okay? But the thing is, you get a couple crazies, and you did what they did in Charlottesville. They knew that people were going to defend that statue of Robert E. Lee, and they sent in the skinheads, okay? In other words, because they needed, again, what are we talking about? They needed struggle. They needed strife. and they got it, and a girl died. In the case of the Capitol, people died. They got what they wanted. They have no value for human life anyway. So these people died for nothing. But again, that's how they discredit the entire movement. So now they're going to be able to say, well, look at January 6th, that those Trump supporters got very, very violent. They got very violent. You know, they acted like terrorists. Therefore, the government needs to treat them like terrorists. In the meantime, so if I peaceably assemble, yes, Chris Cuomo, there is such thing as peaceful assembly, which BLM and Antifa know nothing about. Okay, if I peacefully assemble to listen to a speech by, let's say, a Trump supporter or Trump himself, okay, you're going to call me a terrorist. Now, again, speaking to Tucker Carlson's analysis there, how do you expect me to react to that as an American citizen? I'm exercising my right to peacefully assemble for the redress of my grievances, and the government's calling me a terrorist.
Dude, you're talking like Festivus. That's like the first day of Festivus. Air your grievances.
Yeah, well,
you, Mr. Costanza, love it.
But the thing is, that's really the position that we're in right now, on top of not trusting the elections. I certainly don't. Like people say, well, all right, well, Biden's president and Kamala will be president in 6 months and we'll deal with it for 2 years and then we'll sweep the Republicans in. You can't trust those elections, number one, and you certainly can't trust Republicans, number two.
The scary thing about this, I was talking to my neighbor this week, and he's a state trooper, and he was basically saying how they've weakened the police forces in New Jersey specifically, but he was also talking about New York City. There was a reason why New York City ramped up its police force. It was a small army, their police force, like no joke, after 9/11. I mean, it was incredible if you ever see it in action.
You're talking about the NYPD?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like an army.
Well, yeah, it's like, it is the largest police force in the world.
No joke. Scaling it back is foolish, and we were just chatting about it, just like across the street, you know, that's usually what, you know, we chat about until they come and take us both away.
Right.
But anyway.
We're going to talk in a little while about, when we talk about gulags, and we talk about, let's say, unjust imprisonment or incarceration, it's not coming soon. It's here. Okay, it's in New York. We are talking about
that. Yeah, we're
going to
get into it.
We're going to get into it. So we're not being hyperbolic when we talk about gulags. Like you said, when the time comes, either we get the gulag or we get the chop. One of the two. I think I'd rather have the chop. Let me go to confession, and then you could chop me if you want. You could guillotine me in the middle of Times Square.
But ultimately, one of the things that was Trump's downfall, obviously, was COVID, because they convinced the people of America to be horrified and people turned on Trump. I mean, let's talk outside of the fraud bit. A lot of people turned on him because of that, in the country as a whole. But I was thinking this as my neighbor was telling me about weakening the police force. What if there was a terrorist attack in New York City? Because the police were weakened, and it was bad. I'm not wishing this. I'm just throwing this out there for thought.